את ראש השנה, there's two basic עניינים in ראש השנה. One is that's יום הדין. ארבע פעם בשנה, the oilum is nidarin. And ראש השנה, כל oilum עברו לפנות כבני מרן. That's the, like it says in the Mishnah, that's the first basic chilek of ראש השנה. It's יום הדין. ראש השנה is יום הדין. And מצד שני, אם הוא לפעמים מלחייס כדי שדם נכוני עליכם. The Indian of Rosh Hashanah seems to be an Indian of Hamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's a Yom HaDin, then the Chorah, we should have had Yom Kippur beforehand, like the Rishon already asked, that Yom Kippur should be before Rosh Hashanah. You want to have Kapar Savoynis before the Yom HaDin, the Chorah. So we have a Yom HaDin without any Askar Savoynis, without any Yom Kippur, without any Kapar of Yom Kippur beforehand. And Mitzat Sheni, it seems that the Iker Avoidah is not so much the din aspect, but the Iker Avodah is the Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the Iker of Rosh Hashanah? How do we reconcile this? Siv Zechayim has a very nice piece on it. He just, Ma'az Bede Yisari, he says that L'chera, both of them come together. Both of them are the same Yisari. The din on Rosh Hashanah is how much a person is Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year is machalik tafkid. Every person has a tafkid. Tafkid doesn't have to mean that he's a Rosh Hashiva and he's in charge of 5,000 people. A tafkid means what he's supposed to be doing this year in Torah Avoid Gevir Shemaim, Torah Avoid Gevir Shemaim, Ashleish Advarim Oilam Oivin, Al Torah Avoid Gevir Shemaim, the Mepharshim saying that that's the three reasons why a person came to this world. Ben Adam Na'atzmoy, Ben Adam Na'chaviri, Ben Adam Na'mokim. Torah is Ben Adam Na'atzmoy, Ben Adam Na'chaviri, and avoid this bin Allah. And that's what a person is supposed to be mashing himself in. And that's really a person, if you wanted to make a cheshbon nefesh before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, what he has to work on. These are the three spaces that he has to work on. Take Torah, take Avodah, take Gimel Sasadim. Let's see. Is he lax? Is there anything that he could be mischazik in? That's a person's tafkin. Every person has a tafkin. Now, how much Torah, how much Avodah, how much Gimel Sasadim, in what context? It could be in his own house. Without anybody else knowing, that's his tafkid for this year. Now, what kelim is he going to get for this tafkid? Is he going to have money? Is he going to have baris gufo and hermalia? What's he going to have? So it depends. How is he planning on using it? If I give him money, what's he planning on using it? Is he in for the long shot or not? Is he going to take the kelim that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him and use it towards hamlachas Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is really why we're here, the whole reason that we're here is to Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every person when he davens and he does a mitzvah, when he does whether people are seeing or not, that's Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But meanwhile, that's really the din and Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the same thing, and that's why the Yerushalmi says that the Bavli says that a person is not done if what he's going to do in the future, but Sher Rushom, the Yerushalmi is Moisif, Zach V'Yosher Ato, as opposed to Zach V'Yosher Ha'iso, that not only is it not klapi the future, what he's going to do, it's also not klapi the past, what he did do. It's right now. The din is klapi right now. How much is a person being Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's really all the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, is being Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much is a person feeling? And I think that's really, if there's one limud, I'm not the person to say, but if there's basic one limud that everybody's been taking out, or everybody should be taking out of the past 6 months of Corona, is Hamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is Hamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that every single solitary thing that happens in the world, it was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a charge by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every single time that you stubbed your toe, and every time that you made money, and every time all the happiness that you had, and all the anas that you had, and all the disappointments that a person had over the past year, was all decreed on Rosh Hashanah, and was all Nigzar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's mitzvah us to do his mitzvahs, to become his mitzvahs. And therefore we have to be become his mitzvahs as a chelik of our avodah. Everything is comes from him, and all what we're mechuyev to do, what we're allowed to do, and what we're able to do, all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what we saw in Corona, is that we have no idea what day is going to bring. Everybody's asking me, but again, to next week, what's going to be with yeshiva? I have no idea. Next week is a new year. Who knows what's going to be? Is there going to be a sagar? Is it not? Is it going to be buses? Is it not going to be buses? What's going to be? I have no idea. I was at a bar mitzvah yesterday, and actually somebody made a bris yesterday, and made a bar mitzvah later on. They made a bris at the end of the day, and a bar mitzvah the beginning of the next day. In between, there was a call from the school that the entire class has to go into Bidur, including the Bar Mitzvah boy, and then you hear it in the middle. But each person, this is already after pushing it off because the daughter was Bidur for 2 weeks, so therefore they couldn't make it at a normal time. Who knows what's going to be? No one knows what's going to be from day to day. No one knows what's going to be from... there's people that were in their 80s that got it without any symptoms, but well, there's people that in their 30s that got it in Rahman Islam are not no longer with us. People got it and they have antibodies. People got it and they don't have antibodies. People didn't get it. People were in the same. I have a relative that was their husband was extremely sick for a number of weeks, and they were she was taking care of her husband for the entire time. She didn't get it. She went to go visit somebody. She came back. She got it. Doesn't make any sense. The rules. There's no rules, and nobody really knows how many days is it. 2 weeks is it? 7 days? Should we? When does a person become? It's not contagious anymore. No one knows anything. No one knows anything about it, and no one knows what's going to be, and everything changes, and there's no kvius, and it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam that's in charge. That's the bottom line, is that you can't make any real plans. Zichur, we have to live with our life, and we have to make plans, and b'chulu. We have to know, and that's really the yisrael of Rosh Hashanah, and my love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that everything that happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, everything that in this world is nigzar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm buying into that. That's what we're doing for this year. I'm going to be mekabel what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, and I'm going to use to the best of my ability the kveichas that Ribbono Shel Olam gave me to do the Ribbono Shel Olam's ratzon. That's the kavod of Hashemayim, because I would say that's shot in the end of Soita that it says that kol yom kolasim ruvim chavirto by Yikvas of the Mashiach, and the Gemara ends off ein lanu nishon levin shema Hashemayim. Sounds like it's like vazel mentin. What can we do? We have to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The whole purpose of everything that's happening is to get to that Akara of Ein Lanu Lishon Levinu Shemayim. That's why everything is happening, isn't that we should bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into our life and realize that whatever we do, should be realize I'm crossing the street, and the Hanami, I'm crossing the street. The Ribbono Yehuda says this. Ribbono Yehuda says, when you cross the street, you should have in mind, I'll be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me cross the street. He says, you think that only people think only for big things they have to have bitachon. For small things they don't have to have bitachon. He says, chaval, because if you have bitachon, when you're crossing the street, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. So then, even if you're matliach, if you were matliach, so no, it's not the end of the world. If you were matliach, he says, sai, you get the mitzvah. I'm sorry. He says, whether you're matliach or not, sai, you got a mitzvah. He says, the person has bitachon for everything. In a chanami, you can't drive yourself crazy and make yourself, but the at least the hakara. The hakara is, that's the hakara that we're trying to come to in Rosh Hashanah. That's a hakara that if we think a little bit about the past 6 months and having no idea of going, how many questions that, and I'm not the person that most people come to with their questions. How many questions? Should they go back? Should they not go back? Should they send their kids? Should they not send their kids? Should they be in the school? Should they come to yeshiva? Not knowing what to do, this lack of brirus, of not being in control. That hakara we're supposed to come to, we're not in control. We have to plan, and we have to make our stylus, but at the end of the day, we're not in control, and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. And even if a person is not davening with a minion, there's many people that are not davening with a minion this year. There's Midud, there's somebody just told me today, a Rav of Choshev Shul, big shul, just tested positive, him and his wife. I don't know if they're going to make a minion outside his house, I have no idea. But he's not going to be there with his kilo for Yontif. It's not easy. But Rosh Hashanah is a time that very often there's things, I mentioned this in the past, there's things that don't go right. I remember one year, I left my apartment to someone who came back and they stuffed the toilet and they made coffee in my Corel non-kosherable fleshing of glasses. And all the Rosh Hashanah just there. I left them for a few hours and came back. And just then, one time the candles go out and one time this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving everybody an opportunity to be Mavrel Midoysev. Mavrel Midoysev, Mavrel Lekom Shom. And this is the person that you didn't get the seat that you wanted, and you end up davening outside, and you're in a minion, or a person is not even davening with a minion. The person next to him is chewing his ear off with the way that he davens. All the different things that bother a person, everything is Oyski Cheshman from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is Oyski Cheshman, and you can either get upset about it, or you can be Mavrel Midoysev. I saw yesterday they have this, Itchazkut Yomit, that they hang up in some elevators. A story from Yehuda Pitaya, one of the, it's actually, there's I think somebody here in the B'nai Chabur lives on that street in Sanej Mocheve. One of the Svarti Tamachochim, maybe it was Shiva of, can't remember. It actually says underneath what he was. But it says that one Leil Rosh Hashanah, he sat down to his Suda, he was on his roof, he went up to the roof. I guess it was a little bit dark, and they had the candles there to light up the place, and somebody must have stepped on the tablecloth, and the kiddush went flying down, and it got him filthy, his white clothing, all filthy, dirty. The candles went off. Then the Rebbetzin was coming with the soup, and it was wet on the floor, and she slipped, and all the food went on the floor, and the whole thing. And he says, the sultan is trying to get me upset. He's trying to get me begat. And I'm not going to let him do it. I'm going to overcome it. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah paskins la'alok on the ma'isa, not just the Baal Shem Tov Rebbe says that if all haskalos here, where we're so makbir to get to what we eat during the Aseres Metshuva, we have to be even more makbir to get to Bekas and Ramidus, you know, if that's what he says, Benegas. Simon Emelson says the Mishnah Berurah, that if Simon Emelson certainly has to be careful with Simon of not getting Bekas and all the Midas Rois. And every time that one of these things happens, a person has the ability, the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you a matana teiva to be maver al midosof. To be maker, this is coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not coming from this person, it's not coming from the matzah, it's coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom, to be maver al midosof. And maver al midosof is not so much what happens, it's the way that you respond to it. I heard once Prince of Berkowitz. Agav, that Talmud Chacham said, Yehuda said, that year that he didn't get upset, he had a tremendous amount of simcha, sai beruchni, sai begashmis. He says the dividends, he says it paid off tremendously. So a person should bear this in mind despite the trying times and despite the difficult situation that he's in. It's all a chilek of the bimaka, that it's all from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think a chilek is also, we're living in very trying times, and our tefillahs have to be for Klal Yisrael, for ourselves also, for sure. But that this matzav should change, and this matzav should change for the better. And that Oifaba Dargun is Echo Achel Yeshvi Sebel Etzeko Yerikol Polish or Topalto Yevamikol Yitzershi Yitzartoi that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashiach. And we have an ability now to change. There's I've seen it myself, things that Bimitzias, things physical things that have changed over between from year to year after Rosh Hashanah, seen by different people that such things that mamash changed. We have an ability now to start. Just give a mashal that I heard. Tremendous mashal that I heard from Mashgiach this past week. He says a person that there's a kabbalan that's building a building, Tama Shloshim Vishmonen, like they have all over the place over here. And they're adding on 4 apartments on the top, and they're selling them. The kids are, you find out that your father is best friends with this kabbalan, with this contractor. So, and you want to buy one of these apartments. Sure enough, you speak to the guy, he says, yeah, he's my best friend. So, one of the apartments, tell me which apartment you want. I'll give you one that has the penthouse with the. He says, if you find out beforehand, says you're gonna be able to have silver sinks, and your shayish is gonna be aleph, and you're gonna have a gold bathtub. You're gonna have the guy. He can make anything for you. He's a kaplan. It's gonna have a gorgeous, amazing apartment. But if you only find out afterwards, you find out from the kaplan. You found out from your father after you bought the apartment that the kaplan is his best friend. What can he do for you already? Maybe Hanachay give you the key to the Malit, so you should be able to get it. Seder, it's ready after the fact. He says, that's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and the Seder's Mitzvah and the rest of the year. Now's the time. Now's the time that a person has the Yechilis. Rishim Shapinkas would say, the difference between the Seder's Mitzvah and the rest of the year is the difference between a spout, a sink, which is dripping or pouring out. He says, gushing out, the Shem, which comes down now. That a person has the Yechilis during this time of year. To be a Kaval, every Tvila during a Seder's Mitzvah is like the Tvila of a Rabbim. Right? That because the Baruch was not Moyes Tvilos and Sharabim, and during Seder's Mitzvah, Karu, Moyes Karvin, the Mayla of Tvilos Rabim, a person has Yechilis, the Tvayf, for God's Klal Yisrael, for himself, Baruch Yis Begashmis, what he needs, and the Yechilis, and the Hakoro, that to Davin, those that say, Kedavin, Pratis de Katvilos, Bismanenu, if a person doesn't, then a person that has the Davin that is Mara, that you realize that it's the Kaddish Baruch that it can happen. It's a chilek of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. It's to feel that it's only the Rebbeinu Hashem that can really help me. And we should be zeiche. Be'ezor Hashem, I wish each and every one of the Olam, those that are here, Asher Yeshrei Poi, Asher Inenu Poi, those that are listening now, those Be'ezor Hashem will be listening later, a Ksivach Simatrivo, a good Kiven Shtior, a Bar Yizgufo, and a Hurim Aalyo, and a Tzlocha Meruba, Baruch Mi Yisubagam.